Hello everyone, and welcome back. This is Gary Go by Cutica Health with your host, Daman. Today we're looking at the topic, hair loss in women. A woman's hair is her crown and glory. Hair loss in women. So did you know that hair loss in women is as common as it is in men? Yes, it is. While baldness is generally seen in men, it is estimated that up to half of women experience some degree of hair loss. So my first question for today, what causes hair loss in women? Number one, genetics. So some women are prone to thinning of the hair near the top of the head, known as female pattern hair loss, FPHL, or androgenic alopecia. Now this type of hair loss gets worse around menopause due to the decline of female hormones, estrogen and progesterone, and relative increase in male hormones, androgens. Number two cause, intense physical or emotional stress plus extreme body changes. So events like surgery, excessive weight loss, and childbirth can cause temporary hair loss. Hair loss can also occur in athletes preparing for major competition. Number three, medications and therapies. Now, it is common knowledge that hair loss is a side effect of medicines used for cancer. But we often forget hair loss may be caused by other medications, such as those used for blood pressure, arthritis, and others. Number four, medical conditions and hormonal changes. Now, alopecia areata, an autoimmune skin disease, causes patchy hair loss on the scalp. Fungal infection and psoriasis are also known causes. Hormonal changes during pregnancy, childbirth, lactation, and menopause or thyroid disease may also cause hair loss. Number five, malnutrition. So severe lack of essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals can result in hair loss. And last but not the least, number six, hairstyles and hair treatments. Tight ponytails, braids, or cornrows pull on the hair follicles. Now, if the hair follicles split, this may result in a form of permanent hair loss known as traction alopecia. My next question, what should you do or what can you do about hair loss? Now, a woman experiencing hair loss should ask herself a few questions, like, am I under extreme stress? Does my hairstyle or application have something to do with this? Is there any new medication I am taking? Do women in my family tend to have hair loss? Sometimes recognizing and controlling ongoing stress may be all that is needed to control hair loss. Remember that it can take several months for hair to recover. Some women take biotin to promote hair and nail health. Now, while advice is well-meaning, do not miss a condition that requires medical treatment. And examples of treatment that a doctor can provide depending on the cause of hair loss include topical creams or injections, antifungal treatments, replacement of medication causing hair loss, and treatment of thyroid problems. So today, I want you to go out there and enjoy your hair. As the saying goes, a woman's hair is her crown and glory. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Amar. I'll see you next time.